بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Alhamdulillah, we are approaching the blessed month of Ramadan. We should all say Alhamdulillah upon this, that there are many brothers who were here with us last year and they were waiting for Ramadan to come this year, but unfortunately they could not be here with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus for all our brothers and sisters who have passed away in the past year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins and make it easy for them in the Akhirah, inshaAllah. The month of Ramadan, such a beautiful and blessed month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place for us Muslims to take advantage of this month. This month, which is regarded as the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His servants for the smallest reasons, for the smallest excuses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds to forgive His servants. Such a beautiful month where you see the community coming together, where you see people worshipping and making more in their ibadah, increasing their ibadah and in their worship. You will see people praying their nawafil, people who had not prayed their nawafil throughout the year, but in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq to those people and they pray the nawafils as long with their faraiz and their sunnah as well. In the month of Ramadan, we also see that people are more charitable. They give charity. Why? This is the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this beautiful month. The nur that as soon as you enter this month, the fasting becomes easy for you. Giving charity becomes easy for you. You want to do it from the bottom of your heart and not because you've been forced by anyone. But with such a blessed month and beautiful month, we want to take the most advantage of this. And this is why, inshallah, I'll be talking about how we can prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan so that we can have the most advantage from this month and we should not waste this month, inshallah. This is why we will talk about the procedures before we enter this month and what we should do to prepare ourselves, inshallah. First and foremost, we should look at why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed fasting for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I just said the Quranic ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the main part to look at. From our fast, from our worship throughout the month of Ramadan, what do we achieve? What's our main goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we should achieve in this month? And this is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The fear of Allah, the conscience of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. There are many meanings of taqwa. One meaning is, you can say the fear of Allah. Another meaning, you can say the conscience of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and sees everything that we do. And another meaning, you can say that with the fear of the azab of Allah, the punishment of Allah. Now, some brothers might ask, why do we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, He loves His servants, He loves His ummah. So why should we be scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The simple answer to this is, if you think about it in our lives, do we have someone that we love in our lives? Do we have someone that we adore? We will not give anything to let them go away. We would die for them. It could be our wives, it could be our parents, it could be our children, it could be our friends, family. But we all have someone in our lives that we would do anything for. We love them to bits. I can see some of you brothers are nodding. I hope it's all halal love and it's not haram. The love that you have for that person, now ask yourself, would you ever do anything to disobey that person? Would you do anything to displease that person that you love? Would you do anything to do anything that makes that relationship between you and that person go away? The simple answer is no. You wouldn't do anything to affect your relationship with that person. Similarly, with the relationship that we have with our Creator, the love that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try not to affect that. And this is where taqwa comes in. Taqwa is a barrier that stops sins and stops anything coming in between the relationship that we have with our Creator. This is what taqwa is. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So in the month of Ramadan, we achieve taqwa. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. We attain piety. We attain conscience of Allah. We attain the fear of Allah. And once, my brothers, you have the fear of Allah, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be in the path of Allah. You'll be in the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because this is what the path of Allah is. When you achieve taqwa, you won't do any sins because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. You won't go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And you will follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And you will go according to the Sharia. This is why we fast. The main reason is that we achieve taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that we become pious. We attain piety. One thing that we should remember, my brothers, that when we go into the month of Ramadan, we can't just go in saying that, inshallah, when the month of Ramadan comes, I will pray my nawafil, I will give charity, I will pray all my faraiz with jama'at, I will pray my taraweeh, I will fast every single day. For the first week, you will have that motivation where you want to do everything, where you have that motivation where you want to increase your ibadah. But after the 1 week has passed away, the shaitan will come in, the waswasa will come in again, and you will go back to your old habits where you will miss your nawafils, you will miss your ibadah. And this is what we don't want. If you want to attain the advantage of this month, if you want to attain all the benefits from this month, then we should be prepared to go in this month as we will be prepared to go into anything else. We hear of the Black Friday sale that goes on once a year in November. What do we do in that sale? We prepare ourselves, we get our money ready for, we put our money into one side, saying that when the day comes of Black Friday, I'm going to go to the market and I'm going to buy stuff, and you prepare yourself for that day. Similarly, the month of Ramadan is also a sale for us Muslims. What is that sale? The sale is that we will achieve forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will attain taqwa. But to attain this, we need to be prepared. What is the first way to... What would the Sahaba radiallahu anhum do? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would prepare 6 months in advance before Ramadan came. They would prepare themselves mentally and physically. Because this is something that you need to be prepared mentally and physically. It is exhausting. You cannot say it's not exhausting. As the pious people, as the wali of Allah, and all the ummah, all the ulama will tell you that worshipping in the month of Ramadan is not easy. It is something that is tiring. This is why you need to be mentally and physically ready. The first way to be ready for the month of Ramadan, now inshallah we'll go over some things that we can prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan so we can attain all the benefits inshallah. The first way is with our niyyah, with our intention. Before we go into Ramadan, we should have a firm niyat that, oh Allah, I'm going into the month of Ramadan and I'm going to be worshipping you and I'm going to be fasting for you and no one else but for you. Fi sabilillah. So you make your intention, innamal a'malu bin niyat. that all your actions are according to your intentions. Whatever your intention is, that is the reward that you're going to get. That is the benefit that you will achieve. So if you go into Ramadan with the right intention, where you want to pray for the sake of Allah, you want to worship for the sake of Allah, then you will surely attain the right benefits. And you will not be put astray. And you'll be on the right path from then, inshallah. The second way to go into the month of Ramadan and to prepare yourself is وَالتَّوْبَةُ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ. Tawbah and istighfar. Repentance. Repentance from what? Repentance from your previous sins. Going into Ramadan, having asked for your previous sins to be forgiven. Going into Ramadan with no sins, with a clean record. That is when you know that you will attain the true beauty and you will attain all the advantages of Ramadan. When you go into Ramadan, before Ramadan, sit down quietly in one place. Every single day before Ramadan, there's 3 or 4 days left till Ramadan starts. So every day we should sit down and we should do istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying, oh Allah, forgive me for my minor sins, for my major sins, for the sins that I have committed intentionally, for the sins that I have committed unwittingly, for the sins that I do not know about. Oh Allah, forgive me from the illness of my heart, for my ego, for my takabbur in my heart. Cleanse me from the illness of my heart. This is the dua that we should make. Remember, my brothers, that sins block us from the path of Allah. Sins block us from the right way. And we do not know what sin blocks us from Jannatul Firdaus. We do not know what sin opens the door for us, the doors of Jannah. So if we ask repentance from all of our sins, and all of our sins are taken away, then inshallah we'll see, when the barriers are taken away, then we will be running towards Allah like the car is driving on a motorway. When you see a car going on motorway, you see it going so fast that you cannot catch it with your eyes. Similarly, you'll be going just as that way in the path of Allah once those barriers have been removed. And for those barriers to be removed, we need to ask for repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, intention when we're going into the month of Ramadan. Number two, going in with a sincere repentance. Going in with a sincere apology to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your previous sins. And then inshallah, you can go into the Ramadan with all gaining all the benefits of it, inshallah. The third thing that we should remember is that although from the ahadith that we learn that the shayateen, they're all locked up in their cages during the month of Ramadan. And we should not doubt this. Because this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is no doubts in this. 100% they're all locked up. But we still see our Muslim brothers in the month of Ramadan committing sins. We need to remember one thing, my brothers, that these sins are not because of the shayateen, but these sins are because of the habit that person is in. Because throughout the year, they were in the habit of smoking, or they were in the habit of lying, or backbiting, or cursing, or listening to music, or watching movies, or watching anything that was bad, ill-talking. Because of that habit that they were in throughout the year, in Ramadan, because of that habit, they're still doing that in the month of Ramadan. So do not say to yourself that the shayateen are not locked up. The shayateen are locked up, but because of our habits, of our bad deeds, our bad habits, we still commit those sins. So this is the month where we remove our sins, and this is a month of change, where we bring changes into our lives, and we make our lives better through the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is not only to do with fasting. Fasting is only a small portion, not eating or not drinking. The main part of Ramadan is the fasting of the eyes, the fasting of the hands, the fasting of the ears, the fasting of the eyes, the fasting of the mouth, your tongue. What do I mean by all the body parts, the fasting of all the body parts? By that I mean when the fasting of your ears, meaning you do not listen to music, you do not listen to any people, anyone backbiting. The fasting of the mouth means you do not backbite, you do not curse anyone. The fasting of the eyes means you do not watch anything which is haram. The fasting of the nose is you do not smell anything, you're not in that place where you're bound to smell anything haram. The fasting of your feet, meaning you do not walk to some place which is haram, where you intend to do something haram. The main target of your Ramadan is to, as I said, this small portion of Ramadan is to fast, not to eat or drink. But the bigger portion is to control yourselves and your nafs to not get what it wants and to change yourselves. So prepare yourself, my brothers, inshallah, may Allah give me the tawfiq first of all, and then for all of us to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan and to attain all the benefits in the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, I'll finish with the one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the Prophet ﷺ was going up on the minbar, just like how I am right now. And he was going up the minbar and he said, Ameen, three times. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after he said Ameen three times, they asked him, O Rasulullah, why did you say Ameen three times? Rasulullah replied back saying that Jibreel alayhi salam came and said to me, he cursed three types of people, and I said Ameen to all of them. And one type was that Jibreel alayhi salam cursed that person when the month of Ramadan comes and they're not forgiven. Because this month is the month of forgiveness. And if someone who is not forgiven, then the Prophet ﷺ said the curse should be upon them if they're not forgiven in this month. And another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, it says that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah, for sincerity, for the sake of Allah, then all his previous sins will be wiped out. So this is, my brothers, the month of Ramadan, where we attain piety, where we obtain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our sins. But to achieve this, we need to be prepared to go in. We need to be prepared mentally and physically. We should prepare our families. We should tell our children about what this month is, the blessings of this month, and what we should do in this month. Alhamdulillah, the ulama are there in every masjid, and you can ask them questions, what is the best thing that we can do in Ramadan? And inshallah, the best thing as, I know I said I'll end it with one hadith, but I forgot one thing, the main important thing. The best thing that we can do in the month of Ramadan is read Quran. This Quran, the book of Allah, was brought down in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have revealed this book in the month of Ramadan for you. So if this book has been brought down, just imagine the rewards of reading this book. So inshallah, we should make it into a habit to get the Quran and read the Quran and build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and build a connection with the book of Allah, inshallah. So inshallah, we'll pray our sunans now, and after the sunnah will be khutbah, and we'll pray our jama'at, inshallah. Jazakallah. If everyone can come close together so that there's some space for the brothers to come in, inshallah.